We are in the book of Luke this morning in chapter 18, and we are going to read verses 9 through 17. Before we do so, let us pray. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, making yourself known to us. May the eyes of our hearts have enough light to see what is the hope of your call, the richness of your glorious inheritance, and the overwhelming power that is even now at work among us through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Luke 18, 9 through 17. He told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves and rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. People were bringing even infants to him, that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they sternly ordered them not to do it. But Jesus called for them and said, Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. May the Lord grant us hearts and minds to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Will you pray with me one more time? I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise will always be in my mouth. Let the suffering listen and rejoice. I surrender my soul, myself, to the Holy Spirit. Magnify the Lord with me. Together, let us lift God's name on high. So, truly I tell you, whoever does not enter the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. This verse has had a hold of me all week. It's the one that I kept returning to with all of my questions. What exactly is the kingdom of God, and how would I enter it as a little child? I think if we take a close look at the story of the children being brought to Jesus, we can get a glimpse of an answer to that what question. And I think the parable helps us answer the how question. I'm going to ask you to take a little trip down memory lane with me. For when I read this story about the even babies being brought to Jesus, I remembered the first time that I held my babies in my arms. And those of you who are aunts or aunts or whatever, probably can remember the time that you have held just a tiny baby in your arms, and all of that beauty and helplessness all right there before you. And what it made me think of was how, you know, when you're holding that baby, there's all the possibility, all the potential, all the things that you hope for and wish for. And I also remember waking up in the middle of the night, right, and it's too quiet. And you have to go and check and make sure the baby's breathing.
Then you ask them, what's the baby up?
The baby starts screaming.
You know, okay. I'm still alive, but now you're in a whole different other situation. But I wonder about those parents with those babies. Were the babies sick? Were they worried to death about the life of that little child? Or were they just coming to Jesus with their babies, hoping for a blessing, hoping for a touch from the one who embodied the divine embrace and all the love and guidance that their child might need? I think that we, like the parents in this story, we long for our little ones, who are maybe not so little now, but we still long for them to be touched by the divine love and favor of God. Certainly, we wish for our children, our nieces, our nephews, our grandchildren, our baby cousins, or whoever it is. We wish for all that those parents in the story wish for. We wish that we could carry our babies to Jesus, to God, to the divine, and find some way to get a promise of help, of freedom from harm. Find some way that they would know the fullness of life and safety, all the joy and love that God might desire for them. We are like those parents, bringing those children. And I want to say that is what the kingdom of God is. That's what it is. Knowing that all the goodness, love, and hope that we desire for our children is what God desires for God's children. All that we hope for, all that we long for those babies that we held in our arms, is what God desires for all of God's creatures. And when the desires for God, when those longings of God for goodness and love and grace are acted out by His creatures, that is when the kingdom of God draws near. That is how the kingdom of God draws near to us. And that is why they brought their babies to Jesus, because they saw that He was one that was acting out what God desires for the world. And they wanted their babies to be close to that. They wanted their kids to be close to that. For that is the kingdom of God. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom as a little child will never enter it. So how do we receive it as a little child so that we can enter it? How might we do that? And this is where I think the parable comes in. For the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector clues us into a truth about our relationship with God and our life in the kingdom. For it grows more readily with our humility. Our humility not only before God, but before our neighbor as well. See, the problem with the Pharisee is that he thinks he's already grown. He thinks he's already reached the high level of maturity. He thinks he's made it. I have teenagers, so I'm familiar with this phenomenon. When children imagine that they already have all the knowledge and wisdom that they need in life. But that is the condition of the Pharisee. He thinks that he is wise, a wise elder of the kingdom. And in doing so, he stunts his capacity, his possibility for growth and development in living out God's desires. It's not that his spiritual practices are bad. It's not that the things that he boasts about are bad in themselves. It's not that
anything about him in his status or whatever is bad. It's the problem that he thinks that what makes him a man, what makes him a mature person in the kingdom, keeps him from being open to what God is trying to do with his little life. For what we need, if we desire to grow as people of the kingdom, as to come before God, and allow all of that stuff that we cling to as the things that we think that we need to be right and good and true, and let them be stripped away from us and laid down in God's arms as a tiny little baby. Let God nourish us and love us without any pretension, without any pride, humbly laying in the arms of God, knowing that we are loved, and knowing that as a baby, we will grow. We will become more fully what God desires for us. For in truth, right, we are all always mere babies from the point of view of the infinite love and mercy of the Creator of this universe. No matter what good we do, no matter what forgiveness we show, we are always at the baby steps with our God. We are God's little children, so full of potential, and always growing into those who would more fully follow our big brother, Jesus, into the ways that God would have for us. So my request for you this week is simple to hear, but maybe not simple to act out, because I've tried it a couple times and it's not easy. But this week, I want you to imagine when you are told by someone on the TV or on the radio or the people you come across, whatever it is, and you're tempted to judge them, you know that they're sinners, right? You know that they are not worthy of the kingdom. They don't deserve the same things. They are outside. Let us try to see them. Let us try to see them as babies. Little babies held in the arms of God. Babies being brought to Jesus for blessing and wisdom and love and guidance. Resist the urge to be like the Pharisees and think that you've got it all together while they are just falling apart over there. Resist the urge to be like the disciples who see the parents bringing the babies and say, oh, no, I can see that, you know, you're doing this for all the wrong reasons. I know better who should be by Jesus. You don't. Resist the urge. And then wish for all of them what you would wish for your children. Wish for them what you would wish for all your children. And when you find that impossible, when you find that difficult, when you find that you cannot match the love and mercy and grace of God who holds us in His arms, don't be surprised. Because we are all just babies in this. But you can. You can curl up in God's embrace and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Let me have eyes to see as you see. Let me have a heart to feel as you feel. Let me be able to love these children of yours the way that you love me and mine. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, nurturing Mother, one who has embraced us even from the womb, help us to put aside all that keeps us from humbly resting in your grace and your mercy. Help us to see all those whom we encounter this week as your beloved children. And help us to grow more fully into the people of your kingdom and your glory and your love. We pray this in Jesus' name.